Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Thursday, Friday Eve, as Dom calls it. And we welcome back a fine guest, the returning champion. He is pundit and podcaster Bill Press, our good friend. Bill, welcome back to the Devil's Advocates, man. I missed you last time through. Glad to be a part today.
Hey, Dom and I were here. We were here. I don't know where we were. But.
Come on, man. I was having surgery. I couldn't make it that day. I was back on the radio the next day. I mean, how's that for a bounce back?
Anyhow, it's good to have the whole gang here. Hail, the gang's all here, right?
Yeah, right. Good to see you, Bill.
Bill, you know what's been going on here in our backyard? We got a Republican proxy war happening through the gubernatorial race. And we got Trump coming to Waukesha at the station there, 5:40 a.m. And I anticipate we'll be live at Trump next Friday about this time, because Trump's coming to the backyard of the other front runner. She's Rebecca Clayfish. She's the former lieutenant governor. So Clayfish has picked up the endorsements of Mike Pence and Ted Cruz. And to top that, Donald Trump is coming to her backyard, literally Waukesha, to go endorse and support Tim Michaels.
No, really?
So, yes.
You know what? I wasn't aware. Look, first of all, this is happening all over the country, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Trump has endorsed some of the biggest bozos we've ever seen. Have you heard Herschel Walker explain climate change?
Or anything?
Or anything, right? About the bad air over China? Yeah. We got the good air. But the good air comes out, then the bad air from China comes over here. So that chases our good air back to China. He is effing crazy. I mean, seriously. And then he says about Uvalde after the, God, I shouldn't laugh, but after the massacre of those kids out on Uvalde, and what does he think about gun control? And he says, you know, I just got to see this stuff. And I got to see the stuff and think, or something like that. I mean, he has no clue. And then there's Mehmet Oz, who commutes from New Jersey to Pennsylvania to run for the Senate. They found out he's got this condo in New Jersey he didn't tell anybody about. So he's on the Walt Whitman Bridge every day, pretending to be from Pennsylvania. And then, you know, in Arizona, you got the dueling governor candidates, Pence and Trump. Now you got it in Wisconsin. I got to tell you, I've been saying this for a long time. The bloom is coming off the rose when it comes to Donald Trump, man. His fortunes are sinking. He had a bad week this week, right? He came to Washington, D.C., and nobody gave a rat's ass if he was in town or not, right? Or he had made no news with his speech, because all he did was whine about having the election stolen from, which nobody freaking wants to hear, right? And then we find out that you've heard me dump on Merrick Garland a lot because Trump's not already behind bars, but everybody said Merrick Garland is wimping out. They're not conducting their own investigation. Now we find out, oh, yes, they are.
Yes, they are.
They're doing a parallel investigation with the January 6th committee. They're sharing transcripts, and they've got over 855 people who attacked the Capitol that day, who were there in the mob, that they filed charges against. Now they're gone up the chain of command, and they are inside the Trump White House. Mark Short, Greg Jacob, so Mike Pence's chief of staff, Mike Pence's chief counsel, Cassidy Hutchinson is working with them. I saw today Steve Mnuchin met with them today. Man, they are breathing down Trump's neck.
Mick Mulvaney also was in there today as well. Mick Mulvaney.
I want to see Mark Meadows given testimony under oath, under subpoena. If Meadows gives testimony, it's all over for Trump.
I think it's all over for Mark Meadows. I got to tell you, that the person's going to be sharing that cell with Trump is Mark Meadows. Man.
Not if he rolls over first, Bill.
Yeah, that's the only way you can save his ass. Right. Yeah. But you know what? So meanwhile, Trump is out there playing golf with the Saudis, right? And sticking his finger in the eye of the 9/11 families.
No.
Yeah, I mean, he said today, nobody ever got to the bottom of 9/11. Hey, yes, we did, Donald Trump. 15 of the 19 terrorists were from Saudi Arabia. Where have you been, nutball? Yeah, anyhow, so.
How do you really feel, Bill?
When it's a bad week for Donald Trump, it's a good week for the rest of us.
Absolutely.
What do you think about Joe Biden's week and the prospect of some positive legislation? And did perhaps the Dems put one over on the Republicans because they got bipartisan support on the semiconductors? And Don pointed out to me, but Bernie Sanders hates that bill. But anyways, they claim victory. They all get to claim victory. And then bada bing, bada boom, maybe we got a Manchin-Schumer deal and a second victory for the Dems. And a lot of the Republicans that supported the earlier bill would not have supported a second the first bill if they knew there was a second bill. Bill, what do you think? Did we put one over on him for a change?
Sounds like log rolling to me, Bill.
First of all, Biden's had a good week. Hey, yeah. He's over COVID, right? You know, he did it. He took the medication. He worked while he was there isolated at the White House with his dog. So he's back on the job. I mean, he never left the job, but he's back working in person. That's good. You're right. We all thought 2 weeks ago, man, I came that close to writing a column about Joe Manchin, just really ripping him apart. I'm glad I didn't, because he's sort of come back. We'll see how long this lasts. Yeah,
put it on the back burner, Bill. He might want to pull that out sometime soon.
I know, but we'll see how long. But it looks like he's come around. And that means it's not Build Back Better, but it's more than anybody expected to get out of this Senate on climate change, this deal that the Manchin-Schumer deal, right? And you're right. Mitch McConnell got outfoxed. And by the way, that doesn't happen very often. But Schumer pulled the rug right out from Mitch McConnell, because McConnell said, oh, no. We're never going to have a vote on this CHIPS bill unless you drop that Build Back Better or the climate bill, right? And so Manchin and Schumer just kept their mouth shut, kept it zipped, voted on the CHIPS bill. It went out. And then Mitch McConnell said, whoa, wait. And then they brought back Build Back. And then McConnell said, wait a minute, that wasn't part of the deal. And Schumer said, guess what, buddy? And now, then, so he calls Steve Scalise, right, and says, you guys have to oppose this CHIPS bill now because they double-crossed me in the Senate. And you saw what happened today. You know, I forget how many Republicans voted for it. Steve Scalise and Kevin McCarthy could not even deliver their own caucus. That bill is on its way to Biden's desk, and he's going to sign it. And this afternoon, he had another press conference praising the Manchin-Schumer deal, which with all that, by the way, more money, more action on climate change than ever in the history of the United States. Good for Joe Biden.
Yes.
Well, it'll still be insufficient. We're all going to die still, Bill, but it's I'm glad at least we'll have something to run on the midterms on.
We won't die as fast as soon.
Nobody makes it out of here alive, right, Bill?
That's why we need our own space station. We can't depend on the Russians.
Well, I hear the Chinese space station could be dropping on our heads this weekend. Your chances are about the same as the megabucks.
So, it's looking better. But I think you're right. I think the Democrats are going to have, a strong case going into the midterms. I've never been, we've talked about this, I haven't been as pessimistic about the midterms, certainly not in the Senate. I think we hold on to the Senate, pick up a couple of seats in the Senate. The case.
Do we build, Bill, do you think there's a chance we build on in the Senate, get a couple more in? I mean, there's a chance, Wisconsin's tightening up now. It looks like we got a couple of senatorial, Democratic senatorial candidates drop out. It really looks like Mandela Barnes has the best chance. Godlewski's still in it. Still some competition there. But if it comes down to, Ron Johnson, Mandela Barnes, maybe we pick up Wisconsin. Maybe there's another one.
I mean, you can't tell me J.D. Nance is appealing to anyone but the worst sort of Trumpist in the state of Ohio. Tim Ryan could be a pickup. You could pick up three, Bill.
Yeah, no, I think two or three. Look, Tim Ryan's going to win Ohio. First of all, he's a great candidate. His statement on the floor today on the CHIPS bill was dynamite. And J.D. Vance out there saying, oh, if you got a violent, abusive marriage, right? That should not end in divorce. Uh-uh. The woman should stay there and just suffer and take all that abuse. Who the hell is this guy, you know?
Well, it's the Republican Party. What he's really saying is, baby, come back.
That's the Republican Party. That's the family values. I mean, Bill, you're going to stick around for another segment. Make sure we got a little time for you after the break. Okay. So before we go, we got a minute and a half left. What's your sense on what's going on in the Republican Party right now? We talked a little bit earlier about, Trump endorsing different people than Pence and, and down in Florida. What's your sense?
Well, I'm glad you asked that because I was going to add. Meanwhile, the Democrats are getting things done. They have to make sure that people know they're getting things done and they're doing the right thing. What's the Republican agenda? The Republican is, we're going to take freedom away from every woman in America, the freedom to control our own bodies. We're going to make sure that everybody's got a right to walk around with an AR. Not going to protect their skin kids. And vaccines, masks, we don't give a damn, right? How many people die, more die of COVID. They're selling the worst. Democrats can sell the best. If they do, I think they'll be okay under them.
Folks, you are listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Got one of our favorites on board. He is Bill Press. You know him from the podcast. You know him from thehill.com. He often contributor, but not a recent shadecaster. Joe Manchin, save that for us. Come back, more Bill Press, more of you, more of us, more Devils.
What would you say you do here?
I don't know what I said. I don't remember.
The Devil's Advocates, rock and roll political commentary in a top 40 world.
And we are back. Welcome to the jungle. Make sure you follow the Devil's Advocates on Twitter at Devil Radio, on Facebook at the Devil's Advocates Radio. And if you miss any of this fine program, you want to go back and relive it all, go to danrnwi.com for podcasts and interviews.
I don't even think that's our URL, but you're close. You're close.
danrnwi.com. I got it.
Bill Press, our fine guest. We're always close in horseshoes and hand grenades, Bill.
Close enough.
How you doing, man? Appreciate you sticking around. Bill, I know that the January 6th hearings are over, but the headlines have continued. But I think the American people were captivated in some way, shape, or form. I mean, the rating's pretty damn good. 17 million watched the most recent primetime hearing. Bill, did it just push the polls farther in the corner?
I'll tell you what I think the January 6th committee hearings have done. First of all, they've awakened the American people. I think they've made the case against Donald Trump. And I think they have scared the crap out of the Republican Party, because it's clear right now that this was not some spontaneous riot. This was planned. This was organized. This was directed by Donald Trump himself. But
they've always known that, Bill. They were in the room. They were calling the man. They're calling Mark Meadows saying, do something. Mike Pence was the response.
Yeah, but they thought they could get away with downplaying that and lying about it. And this committee, I got to tell you, I believe they're the most effective congressional committee hearings in our lifetime. For one thing, They were produced by a television producer who knows what the hell he's doing, right? If you've got primetime television, you don't let these jerks just grandstand and talk and bicker back and forth. This committee was disciplined. You know, they chose who was going to take the lead, and the rest of them sat there and just shut up. How many times does that happen on a congressional committee?
Never, because it's never, it's right. never like that. There's always a Jim Jordan in the room, a Scott Perry in the room. And, well, you know, it was a real strategic blunder to basically abandon representation for any Trumpsters, because there's been no counter-narrative bill.
Let me tell you, you know why? Because Kevin McCarthy is an idiot, a total idiot. He's the dumbest person ever close to being speaker, you know, in the history of the United States Congress. Yeah, you know, we know what came down. He appointed a guy to make a plan to how we're going to address it. And they came up with this plan for this bipartisan commission, equal number of Republicans and Democrats, put together by John Katko, Republican from New York, at the request of Kevin McCarthy. And McCarthy said, okay, we're going to reach, I don't want that. We're going to reject it, right? So then Nancy Pelosi says, okay, we'll have a select committee. Give me the names of the Republicans you want on it. And he puts up Jim Jordan. He's going to take his jacket off and then flail around, and he's just a nut. And the other guy.
Well, he'll end up as a defendant. I mean, him and Matt Gaetz and Scott Perry and so many of them. How can you serve on a committee investigating your crimes?
Right. And I think the other guy was Banks or whatever his name was, right? So then Kevin McCarthy says, oh, no, if I can't have Jim Jordan, then we're not going to have anybody on it, idiot. Even Donald Trump now says that Kevin McCarthy made a big, big mistake. So that gives Nancy Pelosi free ride select committee. She brilliantly puts Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger on the committee. And Liz Cheney's run the show. I mean, she's been great. You got to give her credit.
Folks, you're listening to The Devil's Advocates, our pal Bill Press, sticking around for just a few more minutes. Bill, lots of other investigations going on. Fulton County, Georgia, Fannie Willis down there. Some news coming out of there as well. Subpoenas, there's lots going on. What are your thoughts on that particular investigation and the grand jury proceeding?
I think it's a race. I think it's a race between the DA of Fulton County and Merrick Garland. And you know what? She may win this race. I think she's got a bigger pair of balls than Merrick Garland. And she doesn't seem to be, she's not tied up in the Washington politics, right? Oh, we can't go too fast because people will think we're political. I mean, she's gone, man. And she is putting the subpoenas out widely. Members of the, I mean, Lindsey Graham, right? So senators here, members of the legislature down there. I think it's still a question mark about Merrick Garland. She will file charges, and I think she'll file charges against Donald
Trump. I might take that action. Also, state of New York, Tish James, haven't heard a lot. You know, Trump and the kids were supposed to testify, then mom fell down the stairs, and then, you know, we're in grieving, and we haven't heard anything really about that since. What's your sense of that? And of course, the Manhattan DA, Briggs, seems to have slowed down a bit. What are your thoughts?
I think the new Manhattan DA is just is a wimp. Right. I mean, they had a strong case going there. And for some reason, which I don't understand, he basically walked away from it. Huge mistake, I think, on his part. First of all, for the sake of justice, a huge mistake. For his political career, a huge mistake. But Tish James, you're right. We haven't heard much about her, but she's also tough as nails. And she hasn't given up. A little hiatus now, you know, so we can all mourn Ivana. But she'll come back.
Bill, if Trump is indicted, do you think he will try to inspire violence, inspire an uprising, a revolution, if you will?
Huh. Look at January 6th. He'll stop it. Right. Of course he will. And he'll claim he's a political victim. Oh, that's new. Yeah.
Bill Press, our good friend. Hey, have you dropped the podcast yet this week, Bill?
Yeah, podcast this week is with Bobby Lewis from Media Matters for America, and it's all about the One America Network, OAN. Oh, man, the crap that they put out. Yeah, and they are about to go almost off the air because Verizon is dropping them as of Sunday, this weekend. Yeah.
That's our friend Bill Press. Bill, always great to see you, man. Hope you're well. Folks, time for you next. What's that, Bill?
Okay, talk to you again soon. Thank you, guys.
Right on, Bill. Thanks, brother.
More Devil's Advocates on the other side. More of the callers. We'll take the calls. 844-967-2789. The happy hour rolls on.
Macro, folks, let's get to work.